Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. The political unrest in Venezuela is never far from the minds and the hearts of Venezuelans living in the United States. It takes a toll on their families, like sisters Ana and Maria Gonzalez, which are not their real names. About 14 years ago, Ana moved to Atlanta, Georgia to attend school. Maria still lives in Caracas, where she works as a dentist. They told their story to Martha Dalton of WABE in Atlanta.
We actually had a really good childhood, a very good upbringing.
Siempre fuimos muy unidas porque éramos solamente nosotras.
We were always very close because it was only the two of us, the two sisters. We always tried to do everything together. And even now that we're adults, despite the fact that we're separated in two different places, we still make a lot of plans together.
I do worry about something happening to her in the course of her daily life.
Yo siento particularmente que ha cambiado muchísimo. Y pues lamentablemente tengo que decir que ha cambiado para peor.
I feel that the country has changed tremendously, and unfortunately, it has changed for the worse. They've made us live a life where we're always worried about everything, from what we can buy at the grocery store, to our own personal safety, to whether our rights to express what we think and what we want are going to be respected.
I worry about her just being out and going to her job every day.
Siempre que estoy en el carro,
anytime I'm in the car, I'm always afraid someone is going to come near me and rob me.
Pienso que me va a robar.
The government is still engaging in all kinds of human and civil rights violations with the opposition leaders and with all the protesters that have been imprisoned.
When I'm at my dentistry office, I'm always fearful that somebody's going to break in and rob me.
I know that there's still students who are out in the streets protesting, but the general mood down there is that nobody can go against the regime and nobody can counter what the regime is doing, and that it's pointless to continue to fight. So that people just have to learn to live with the way things work or don't work down there. And so that makes me feel just hopeless. You know, there's no hope for a change.
La gente se ha cansado un poco, pero sin embargo, los estudiantes.
Some people have grown tired, but there are some, especially students, who continue to fight.
Creo que más de tres meses ya, algunos de ellos.
My closest friends down there and my sister and my cousins, they are all trying to find a way to leave the country.
Desde hace años, probablemente.
We've been thinking about it for years now. It's probably been about 9 years that we've been thinking of leaving the country.
That makes me really sad because I was the first person to leave, but I left because of different reasons, and it didn't have to do with the political and economic situation and safety. But they are leaving because of that. And it's almost like my roots, my cultural roots and my cultural heritage. It's just being lost because Venezuela is becoming, it's a diaspora. And that's what's happening to my family and to my friends. And that really makes me sad.
I see things getting more difficult every day. Every day I'm more worried.
I'm actually scheduled to be there at the end of this month.
Ella es una chica muy, se sabe cuidar muy bien.
She's a girl who knows how to take good care of herself. But every time she comes here, I try to take care of her too.
Cuidarla, llevarla.
When I go to Venezuela, I always tell people here, you know that it's likely that I won't come back or that I won't come back in one piece. So I already know that, but I've also learned to just accept it and live with it and make the best of the time that I spend every time I go back to Venezuela.
Martha Dalton of WABE produced our story for us.